Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House Security Council is examining whether more needs to be done to address a rise in domestic violent extremism in this country, as the world witnessed in the attack on the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said a short time ago that President Joe Biden is asking for a comprehensive threat assessment and a so-called scoping effort to be conducted in the first 100 days. Biden's top economic advisor, Brian Deese, highlighted two executive actions today. One bumps up food stamp benefits. The other would allow roughly 12 million of the lowest income food stamp recipients to qualify for emergency food benefits. And he says Biden wants more protections for unemployed workers at risk of losing their benefits.
President Biden will ask the Department of Labor to consider clarifying that workers have a federally guaranteed right to refuse employment that would jeopardize their health. And if they do so, they will still qualify for unemployment insurance.
Well, the Labor Department says a share of American workers who belong to a union increased last year, though, as NPR's Scott Horsley explains, the unionization rate is still only about half of what it was in the early 1980s.
The number of union members working in America actually fell last year, but because many more non-union workers were laid off, the share of employees who belong to a union inched up for the first time in a dozen years. Back in 1983, when the Labor Department started keeping track, the percentage of unionized workers was almost twice as high. The AFL-CIO points to survey data showing many more workers would like to belong to a union, and the group hopes the new Biden administration will make union organizing easier. The Labor Department says the average union member earns almost 20% more than the average worker who doesn't belong to a union, though that figure doesn't account for occupational or educational differences. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Today, the U.S. Senate confirmed President Biden's pick to be the Secretary of Defense, and with that vote, Lloyd Austin becomes the first black Pentagon chief in U.S. history. Here's NPR's Brackton Booker.
The Senate confirmed Lloyd Austin by a vote of 93-2. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, a Republican, got to know Austin during military deployments in the Middle East. He called Austin a great American.
I served with him in the military many years ago, and I think he's going to be an important addition to President Biden's team.
Austin's historic confirmation as Secretary of Defense comes as there are renewed concerns about extremist elements within the military. An NPR investigation found that of those arrested so far for the attack on the U.S. Capitol this month, 20% previously served or are currently serving in the military. Brackton Booker, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Human rights groups say in Tunisia, six nights of protests over economic frustration have led to the arrest of at least 1,000 people by riot police. For NPR, Nada Homsi has more on the clashes.
Growing unrest by Tunisia's youth over dire economic circumstances has led to civil unrest and clashes with police across the country. They hurled Molotov cocktails and threw rocks at police and institutions throughout Tunisia. A third of the country's young people are unemployed, according to the National Institute of Statistics, and they're angry about their unpromising futures. Authorities announced on Monday they had arrested at least 600 people. They fear a repeat of the protests, which led to the toppling of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali 10 years ago. That movement sparked the Arab Spring uprisings across the region. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
New economic data out today for the United States point to the biggest increase in manufacturing activity in nearly 14 years in early January. A jump in sales of previously owned homes last month was also widely unexpected. But the gains in those sectors may not hold under the coronavirus pandemic, which is triggering labor shortages in construction and factories. President Biden is asking Congress to approve $1.9 trillion in additional relief for Americans who've been struggling under this pandemic. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 121 points at 31,054. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.